Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Monday, July 19. First, the weather. We'll see more of the summer pattern, rain chances 40% with highs in the upper 80s and lows in the upper 70s. Let's get things started in Surfside. Workers continue the recovery mission at the condo collapse site. Officials have confirmed at least 97 deaths with fewer than 10 people still missing. Meanwhile, a Miami-Dade circuit judge has approved the planned sale of the oceanfront property. The judge ruled out the possibility of converting the entire Champlain property to a memorial site because any potential sale for that purpose would not generate much money for the victims of the collapse. For continuing developments in Surfside, go to miamiherald.com. In food news, here's how you know things are getting back to normal in South Florida. Miami Spice is back. The annual dining promotion offers fixed-price deals on brunch, lunch and dinner at Miami-Dade County restaurants. This year, 114 restaurants are participating. The promotion runs August 1 through September 30. To see the full list of restaurants, visit the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau website at miamiandthebeaches.com. Many of those participating this year are using the promotion as a way to reintroduce themselves to diners returning to restaurants, with brunch and lunch starting at $28 a person or $42 for dinner. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In education, most Miami-Dade County public school teachers will receive a $100 gift certificate from a nonprofit foundation started by Superintendent Alberto Carvalho. That's despite a recommendation by school district investigators that the money donated to reward the teachers be returned. The money for the certificates, $1.57 million, was donated to the foundation last summer by a publicly traded company based in Virginia. The company was then called K-12 and is now known as Stride. The company created the online learning platform that was used by Miami-Dade Public Schools in the beginning of the academic year. The system was fraught with snags, and teachers received little training on how to use it at a time when classes were being held virtually because of the pandemic. In Miami foreign policy, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says the United States should explore airstrikes against Cuba. He told Fox News that the U.S. should contemplate a coalition of potential military action in Cuba similar to interventions in Panama and Yugoslavia. Suarez is a Miami-born lawyer whose father was Miami's first Cuban-born mayor. And finally, in entertainment news, Juanes just announced a new tour. After 2 years of not performing, Juanes will combine his biggest hits with legendary Latin rock anthems that form part of his latest album. The 48-year-old global superstar from Colombia will tour 20 dates across the U.S. starting in Miami Beach at the Fillmore on September 16. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com.